You're on.
I will call this meeting of the Board of Trustees to order. Special meeting at 4:45 on April 27th. I will open with prayer. Father God, we just ask you to be in the middle of our discussions, Heavenly Father, and that we do everything that you have set before us to do, Lord, and you guide every step and every decision is made. In your Son's name, amen. Steve, will you give some pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Nick, can you give us a roll call?
Yeah, a roll call on this one. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
At this time, I would make a motion to go into an executive session to discuss an employee compensation as prescribed under the Ohio Revised Code section 121.22G1.
I'll second that.
All right, roll call on this one. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
The time is 4:46.
You're back on.
Okay, at this time, the time is 5:34. I would make a motion to come out of executive session at this time with no decisions made.
One second.
All right, roll call. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
At this time, I would like to take a short recess and continue with the town hall meeting at 6 o'clock.
You're on.
I don't need it tonight. We will come out of recess at this time. Thank you all for coming. We really appreciate you being here.
And the time, sir?
The time is
6 o'clock.
5:58, to be technical.
And 32 seconds?
Yeah, 31. We will have Sheriff Baldwin with us. If Nicole would please knock on there. Here he comes. And
you guys
gotta
turn the light on.
Leave it to the chief, huh?
They're in there yakking.
At this time, I would like to introduce Sheriff Baldwin and Deputy Chief Jim Gilbert, and we all know Chief Byron Smith, and.
Now that's pretty bad. He gets the applause and
and they do the work. But we're all here to discuss the levy, and I will yield the floor to Sheriff if he has anything you would like to address us about.
I don't get out a whole lot because they keep me busy in the office all the time. But no, I know the election's coming up, and of course the staffing and all that's a major issue. I just want to come out and give my support and say that, you know, from the Sheriff's Office, we do all we can do. A great relationship with the township. It's one of my favorite places to be. I don't live very far away anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a tough time because when you ask people to spend money for staffing, for an agency, it's tough to ask people, especially nowadays, costs going up. But safety is also vitally important. You know, my whole role, my whole theme is public safety. That's my number one priority under the law. And I believe wholeheartedly in it. It's really tough because nowadays in the sheriff's office, it's hard to recruit like anybody else. You've probably heard my commercials about we're going to hire 100 people. And we are, and we're trying. We're not there. But all those people go to the jail. New jail opens. Probably we'll get the keys around June. We'll begin training in it. We've already been doing that. We'll start moving inmates in around September, October, August, somewhere in that range. And that'll close the main jail downtown. So we have to continue hiring for the jail. Everybody in the sheriff's office goes to the jail when they get hired. After they get full certification at some point down the road, then they can transfer out. And I say all that to mean if we have to bulk up and we have to actually plan for increases in patrol, it would take about a year from today before you would see that person on the street. It takes about a 6-month hiring process. Get somebody through the academy, through their training. By the time they get in there, then we can post the job of patrol. They can bid out, get their training in patrol. It's a long process. I can't, we don't have anybody to send out like next week and say, let's send five more people out to patrol. We don't have and nobody does. We just have to plan for the future. But I want to come in and kind of get that message out a little bit, not trying to scare people. We just, you know, we staff like for everyday business all year long, and that's my budget, and that's what we deal with. We have a lot of people, but we have a lot of calls for service, a lot of business to take care of. But other than that, I want to say great township, great relationship. Business is good for us, unfortunately, but that's just part of it. But I just want to come in and say hi, and see if you have
sure.
any questions or.
I like to say that I'm your biggest fan, and your predecessor and I used to bump heads all the time. And
the fact that,
I sat here on this board and was told that you're sinking ship and there's nothing you can do. And I told him that you watch and see what we do. And we went down to three officers, I believe, and we worked very hard to get it back up. And then when you came in, and I can't thank you enough. I'll never, ever forget because of the fight that I had. And someone reaches their hand down to help you up. You never forget that. And the Sheriff's Department has been there for us and backed us. And I can't tell you how many hours I sat in that car going out with officers. And I see personally what the Sheriff's Department does. I've seen them back us up on many different runs. And I don't know how to thank you guys for all the extra time and stuff that you guys put in, because the township, there's no way that we would have been able to keep the residents as safe and the level of service without you guys being Absolutely. There as well. So there is no way that we could give our residents this type of level of service that they deserve. And with this, I'm going to call it a continuing levy, because basically one's going away and a new one's coming out.
Right.
This is something that we need. And this is something that in this, where we are in the world today, just in the last 2 years, we've seen things change to, I'm just so many different things. I'm almost speechless, which is hard to believe for me. But just to think back in two different parks over the weekend, I went to a park over the weekend. One person died, one person's in a hospital. Two separate parks get shot in a park, just enjoying cooking out. So it's imperative that we have police protection. To have less isn't going to do more. So I commend you and your guys' service and what you do for us.
Well, we appreciate it very much, the support, and it's a partnership. I mean, it really is. I mean, there are some counties where the sheriff runs everything. Well, this isn't those counties. You know, Columbus is obviously the big place, and the rest of us, we rely on each other. We have to, and that's what it's all about. You talk about crime. I live in Grove City, and I mean, they're having homicides now, and carjackings in broad daylight down by the high school. Those are things we never experienced before.
Yeah, never saw that.
And that the crime is so much more mobile now. I mean, it's just everywhere. You know, and we were on a meeting today with the other chiefs in the county. And it's true. I mean, as that crime goes from the center and migrates out, we have to be ready for it.
Yes.
And like it or not, it will. You know, with the jail project I talk about, it's 8 years in process now. We were about, we average about 2,200 inmates when I came in office. That got down to about 2,000, then COVID hit. And then we got down to 1,300. Well, we got down to 1,300 because all nonviolent criminals were released.
Yeah.
Well, and they get mad at me when I say you're nonviolent until you commit the first violent offense. Mm-hmm. Now you're a violent criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And so that population went down, and the chiefs and the townships, you guys, everybody cooperated in citing and summonsing and trying to keep the population down before COVID. Well, COVID's kind of run its course, and now our population's crept back up to about 1,700 daily population. Now, it'll stay in that range, in all honesty, because all the courts and the judges all have more bond reform and letting people out more and more, and I won't go into that. But the jail population is less, more violent, but fewer people. The result is you still have a lot more activity on the street, and I think the projections for Columbus is in the next about 10, 20 years, we gain a million people in population.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how fast we're growing.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the housing. Anybody try to buy a house lately?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you can probably double your price on your home
yeah.
where are you going to go?
Yeah.
Everything costs.
Still got to buy.
Yeah, we can't. I mean, we're priced out. We can't go anywhere.
Yes.
We don't want to, but we couldn't do it. With all that coming, you know that crime is just going to continue to increase. It won't go away. And that's why partnerships with Franklin Township and the other townships is just so vitally important. We augment for the most part. We support. We do all we can to help out. But as big as we are, 1,300 people, there's no way we can run this county. Columbus has 2,900 officers?
1,900.
About 29 total strength, I guess. But there's no way we could handle that. No. You know, at any one time, you've probably got 22 cars on the street, somewhere in that range. Countywide, that's not very many.
I wish I could have 22. When I 15.
When I came in as sheriff, and some of my friends from CPD where I worked at said, oh my gosh, how are you going to handle that big agency and all these people on the street? I was a first ship lieutenant out here on the west side on patrol, and I had more cars on my zone than he has on all patrol for the county. So when I came over, I'm like, this piece of cake, he'll do it. But a lot of people don't realize, I mean, as big as we are, we're like three large companies, the jail being the biggest. That's where most of the people work at. That's two-thirds of the agency. Then we have all the court, all the security down there. We have all the civil process, all the protection orders and all that stuff that gets served, all the probates. We do all that, so the actual law enforcement portion of the sheriff's office is relatively small. And that's why we rely on everybody so much. And we have great relationships with everybody. I love Franklin Township. I don't want it, because I can't handle it, in all honesty. It's just too much.
So, Sheriff, if I may, and Chairman, if I may, a couple myths are, I know in the previous person, it was Sheriff, I'll put it that way, argued the point because they wanted to, basically, we would pay to play. They would come in, we would dissolve our police department, and they would take over. And if you could comment on that. And a second one is, and I'm just curious, because this is my theory as a resident. If I was a bad person and I wanted to do drugs, or I wanted to have a drug house, or et cetera, it's common knowledge in the papers and et cetera, where you have the least amount of police protection. That generally is going to breed where your crime and crime activities are going to go, because you have the less opportunity of being caught. And if you could comment on those two.
Yeah, and I'll take the second one first. Yeah, the least amount of visibility for police is where crime flourishes. I mean, it's proven. The more you see cops driving around, you're not there all the time, but while they're there, generally the crime rate goes down. So the more you can have cruisers out visible in your neighborhoods and walk in, and we know that. You know, we've kind of gotten away from the old beat officer out walking the district and doing all that. When you have that luxury, you have a great relationship in the community. You have a lot lower crime. You get much better information flow about who did what and all that, the drug houses when they pop up. That's just the way it is. That has not changed for many years. Some people forget about it. The more police, the less crime. It's real simple. When you get back to question number one, a lot of agencies, we have contracts. We have contracts with two townships where we provide around-the-clock police service. It does not come free. You know, you're basically paying the salary of the deputy. You're paying the benefits. You're buying the equipment. You're paying for all that. And when you factor that out at the rate of pay, and our FOP is pretty good at negotiating pay for our guys. They're very, very well paid. You're paying for all that. You know, I don't have the option, the luxury to say, well, we're just going to send 8 or 10 deputies out here and assign them to Franklin Township. No, you're paying per person. And when you're working in the sheriff's office, and we kind of have this argument every now and then with the township, they're deputies first. So if we need to pull them because of activity and things going on, they have to go. I mean, that's their number one priority. And then I'll get a call from the township administrator saying, hey, we're paying for that car. Why are they over here? Well, and we have to go through that, but that's just the way it is. Your officers, I mean, generally, obviously they back us up, but they're not bound by that. And I know I said when I came in here 5.5 years ago that to me it's cheaper to keep what you've got, and you know that they're yours. You know, if you're hiring us, we're here as much as we can.
Either way, we have to pay. If we don't have the levy, we can't afford it anyways.
Daryl, and it always comes up, well, Sheriff, if we dissolve our agency, you have to cover it. And the law does say that I have to respond to calls for service in the unincorporated parts of the county. It doesn't say how, it doesn't say how many, it doesn't say when. And frankly, you just can't do it if you don't have the manpower. We go to priority calls, and we go now. I know when you're out there working, your guys, if something happens, you're there, we're there, Columbus is there. We're gonna cover each other, but we're not there all the time. And it goes back to your second question. You know, when you have a drug house operating, when you have some activity taking place, to me, when I ran the zone, there was nothing better. I could take some extra cars, I could put them on special, I could concentrate in that area. Under a contract, you don't have that luxury. Right. You know, you're paying for two guys to work a shift. They're in a cruiser, and when you have something else going on, you're kind of helpless. You know, we do what we can, but I get those requests from all around the county too. So we're just, you know, we do what we can, and you know, I'm not here to kind of sell a, you know, we don't have people. We cover what is our obligation, I think, very well. I think Jim does a great job as people. But that's what we plan for every budget year, and then when something comes up that we haven't planned for, and that's when I go back to my original comment, if we had to, let's say, add six additional deputies to patrol because of demands and, you know, you lost your department or something like that, about a year, year and a half before you're going to see any result. And that's a long time because we just don't have people. You know, and by the time you hire and train and transfer and that whole thing, it takes a long time. Mm-hmm. Is that?
Yep, that's perfect. You know, as being on the township, this is my ninth year, and seeing what we've went through and where we've went, this levy is very important. I have no idea any kind of business or government business. The sheriff department doesn't run on a temporary levy. How we got to temporary levies is beyond me, because a temporary levy is we're buying a new fire truck or some new cars, and once that time period comes up, then it goes away. So when you're trying to operate a police department and you get to a certain point and then you got to pass it and it doesn't pass, your service stops right then and there. So by trying to get these turned into a permit levy, of course, we all know what gasoline has went to. So there was a comment that someone made that they weren't happy with how far our levy monies have taken us, but we've never dreamed that we were going to be paying $4 and something a gallon of fuel, neither me. I'm surprised this month I spent $400 in fuel, and I feel like I haven't even ran that far. And I'm everyone's feeling it. So by having a permanent levy, we know that we have currently, Chief, where's he at? Or can someone speak on, we currently have a time levy as well as two permanent, is that how that works?
Yeah, permanent 1988 and permanent 2006.
So we will be able to, if this failed, we would have maybe three officers, it would go down. But then the time levy is going away. If it fails, the time levy goes away, boom. If the levy passes, the time levy goes away and the new levy goes into place, and we're able to keep a full working police department. So there is some myth on, you know, one's not going to go away. You cannot. We have no control over it. The state has control over it. You cannot collect both. You can't do it. It can't be done. So when we put it on the ballot, they look at it and say yes or no to if you can put it on the ballot. Now, the ballot is going to read and say the first three words is a, we looked at that today. Oh, I got it right here. Additional. It says additional, which I'm worried because it's not really an additional. It's replacing the one that's going away, but it's going to be a permanent so that we don't keep getting ourselves into this situation. So I'll be quiet. Thank you for the floor.
You're fine. Any questions for Sheriff Baldwin?
Yes,
Sheriff Baldwin.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Who are you? I came in a minute or two after six. Are you?
I was
going to
say I'm his driver.
I'm
the sheriff. I'm the sheriff of Franklin County.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I was trying to get some perspective on what we were all talking about.
Yeah.
So, are we asking for 7.4 mils total?
So what we're doing is currently
adding two together.
So the one's totally going to go away.
Which one is that?
It is the, how much What is ours now?
Like 3.2 temporary.
So the temporary levy is going to go away, okay, and we're asking for the
7.3
as a replacement.
So to just do the math, daily cost, say on a $200,000 home.
So take 100 and double it. Go across where the 100 on the sheet.
So that's $70 a day?
No.
I mean 70 cents.
Yeah, I can't. That's
I
half.
I have to get five jobs to pay for this.
No,
that's 70 cents a day.
Correct.
Times 250.
Correct.
Two days.
Correct. Correct.
How many days are in a year?
365. You're taking the weekends off. I know.
Okay, so double that. So that's $1.40.
But if your home's worth $200,000.
Well, we can pull it up.
It's only based on the taxable value.
So we can pull up your property and tell you. Value.
Okay. And then next year, 2023, is a reappraisal year for Franklin County.
Okay.
As we've all been talking, how all the houses have skyrocketed.
Correct. But if you're
going to be paying this much, you're going to be paying more.
That's a myth. That's not
that
true.
Change.
So here's.
Why doesn't that change? Because isn't your base value going to go up?
No, it's based on the taxable value at the time of the levy. So if your house triples in value, you're still only paying what's on there.
At what today's value?
You may have a $200,000 house.
Mm-hmm.
Can you pull up the other site and put her property in?
Yeah. Tax base on that is not $200,000.
Oh, I know. It's at 35%.
So what we're going to do is we're going to pull up the auditor site, and we'll tell you exactly what it will be. Because you can go to the auditor and put it in, and it'll tell you exactly what you would pay.
But it just seems like this is high. 7.3 mils.
So if you look at when we originally had the time levy, if it's okay, sir, I apologize. We're talking 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And when you look at the cost of everything from either replacing any vehicles to replacing people, if you look at, you know, the benefit package, if you look at fuel, what fuel was 5 years ago, because that's one of our biggest expenses, fuel.
Wait, but you know that's not your expense. That's our expense.
Right, but I am a resident, so that's why I'm saying I pay it too.
Yes.
That's why I'm speaking as me.
I know.
So when you look at that and you look at where we are, to go 5 years and never have an increase, that's pretty daggone good. Because can you say if gas went up or down in 5 years?
I don't know. I just find that living in a township is the most expensive place to live.
Now, you got to realize.
You
like,
have your own police. You have your own fire.
Okay.
You have to pay for your own trash pickup.
So, if I may.
The school district.
Right. So, if I may. Southwest, if you look at your tax bill, I wish I would have brought mine. And you break it down, you're only paying two things that are in the township. The fire, the police.
Uh-huh.
You have no say when the Southwestern City Schools prices go up. If you look at Franklin County, oh, please help me. Where's my brain pills?
Yeah, Franklin County, you got Columbus State is in there. You have Southwestern City Schools. You have Southwest Public Libraries. All those things are out of the township's control.
So when you pay, like, I'll tell you, I pay like $5,000 a year. And maybe $2,000 at the most is what I pay to Franklin Township.
Come into the township.
So a lot of people look at that. Now, if you were in the city of Columbus, I've had people actually annex into the city thinking that it was going to be cheaper. But what they didn't realize is they pay 2.25% income tax.
Uh-huh.
So once they annexed into the city, you can't annex back. So they were like, ooh, we thought the taxes were going to be cheaper. We didn't know about the income tax. But if you would like to step up here and give your address, and we will put it in, you'll see exactly what it would be.
Okay. So you're saying that isn't going to change?
What's not going to change?
After the reappraisal. It's not going to be based on that new...
No, we'll tell you exactly.
It will be based off of what, when the levy passes, what your value of your home is then.
Now.
Yeah.
Correct. We run on a $10 million budget. If every house in the township went to $1 million,
mm-hmm.
every house, you know how much we can collect? $10 million. We cannot have a windfall. No one can. You have to operate based upon what the state auditor that we put in a budget, that is the only thing that you can go by. We can't go by if it's a windfall if you go up or if your property value goes down.
I'm just thinking this is going to cost me about $500 a year.
Well, let's take a look. If you want to come up here.
And then you have the reappraisal taxes, which you know you're going to have to pay.
No.
No.
No, come up here. Let's put
no,
your...
No, I'm just saying, no. We're all going to have to pay that, regardless of whether we have a levy or not.
Correct.
That's a done deal.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to make one comment. The statement made about living in a township and it being so expensive.
Is there any direction?
What you may fail to realize is that any city that you live in that is not
as
a township
you're paying for
collects a city taxes. Bond?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They are anywhere between 1% to 2.5% for
all of these
person,
services.
Not including some cities collect school taxes.
Yep.
Some cities do not give you credit for any city tax that you
several
pay.
Several levies. Some of these date back to way before
unless you're living
bottom.
In that city and working in that city too.
So
right when
now,
you look at it from all aspects,
for just the time left,
you can't look at just one thing. You have to look
17.
At all because you're right. A lot of people move thinking that
that's
things would be cheaper. And I'll use Pickaway County for
if
an example.
Passes,
people left Franklin County. Moving to Pickaway County, thinking it was cheaper. They didn't realize, yes, property taxes are cheaper, but then they have the city tax and they have school taxes, which actually
is $200 minus the five.
Sorry. No, but I'm just bringing out all the aspects.
And the 7 point, we look at, we always look at this, and I wish there was a better way to do this. It looks at 7.3 mil. It's not technically $7.3 million. I can't remember, what is the breakdown on 7.3 mil?
It's extremely confusing.
Yes.
Nowhere near millions.
So, give it this, what is your budget now? How many mil? 2 mil? You were at.
I don't know what the mils are.
No, I apologize. What is your budget? How many million?
It should be about 1.3.
So 1.3 million out of our $10 million budget runs a complete police department. So if we take away what the time levy, because here's what happened years ago, we're talking way back whenever they added a time levy, instead of upping and asking to, with as time goes by, instead of making that a permanent levy or asking to up the permanent levy, they just put a time levy on there. So you do good and everything goes good, and then every 5 years we get to where we are now. Well, what happened to the money or where did it go?
So this is your 2020.
Chances are, if it was a permanent levy, would we even need to be having this conversation?
Yours would be a little bit more than
that. It's sad because some people want to come in and go, well, what did you do with the money? If it was a permanent levy, we would permanently have a police department. We would permanently budget and stay within our lanes and be able to maintain it. You know, yes, we are going to see additional costs with
new vehicles.
We're going to see gas prices go up, but we try to budget for those things and to be able to make sure that we constantly stay within our budget.
And I would always say this, and there's a lot of you here that hear it every time I speak on our police department. We have some of the finest officers in Central Ohio, and supported very well by the deputy sheriffs in this zone. I'm partial because I live down here, and this has been a topic of Sheriff Baldwin and mine before I was even elected. We talked about it several times of how crucial it is for us to keep our police department. Chief Gilbert and I spoke about it several times, and we have to keep and. There's training involved with our officers that we have to cover. And no one wants to be taxed more than I do. I don't want any more new taxes. I don't want to have to pay more. But I want to be safe.
That's a key.
And the bottom line is,
it's a key right there.
I want to be safe. And we're not going to be safe without our police department.
And before we go to another question, I had one more thing that I wanted.
And we've already been told, Chief Gilbert did a great job when he was here a few weeks ago, and we've already been told they cannot patrol like they need to.
I unfortunately remember the beat patrol, the beat officers. I remember as a kid knowing the officers that got out and walked the streets and talked to. I encourage you, take a ride along with one of our guys and see what they face. See the calls from one call to the next call to the next call for a solid 8 hours. And I'm going, when do we get dinner?
You don't.
They laughed at me. And it's like, okay. And there's other business that you need to do as a human being. And it's like, they I don't know how they do it on the day in and day out business. And I would encourage you to get with the chief and get a ride-along set up if you haven't. I'd also encourage you to sign up for the Sheriff's Department's Citizens Academy. I've been through it. I'm a graduate of it. And you learn so much of what they face on a daily basis. And it rolls right over to our guys, what they face. It's incredible what these guys go through and what we give them to go through it. It's not enough, in my opinion, but I will stand for questions. I
want to back what Jim just said. I've done several ride-alongs, and we were actually at a restaurant and getting food.
Yes.
And they got a call, and like we bagged it up and we took off. I mean, it was there, and you know, then the very first time I did a ride-along, it was an experience that I was like really shocked.
Yep.
And again, I also did the Citizens Academy. Yeah. And I feel I lived in a bubble. I mean, until I took that, I was like, oh my, because I wasn't exposed to some of the stuff that's out there. I did it like 4 years, 5 years ago.
Yeah, until you see an officer or a deputy pull somebody over, and you've been through the Citizens Academy, you know, we've all seen them have people pulled over. But until you sit in that car and you start going through your mind what you learned and what they need to be looking for, my anxiety level went up sitting in the cruiser safe and sound. They're the ones out doing the stop and talking to the person. I don't can't remember. But, yeah, the intensity level, their adrenaline has to go up and they have to face this every day. Yeah, and honestly, it's not – running from call to call to call is insanity, but we've got great officers that continue to do it. We've got some of them here with us tonight. We've got our chaplain. I'm going to ask Miss Chief Gilbert here in a second, but I think Mr. Ho has a question. I don't know who it's for, but...
Not a question.
Okay.
Two statements.
Okay.
My name is Ho Wallace. I live at 1200 Forest Drive on the corner of Forest and Hopkins. My house is green and yellow. Everybody says it's a lemon.
Maybe a lime.
I'm trying to make lemonade out of lime. So if you go to 1200 Forest, at the corner of Forest and Hopkins, and you see a bunch of green and yellow, it's because I'm taking all the lemons that my mother had, turning it into lemonade.
Okay.
I've been down here for 5 years now. I came down as I used to fly in the Air Force years and years ago, 1972, 1973, 74, 75, 76. I lived in Alaska for the past 20 years. I was raised on Wayne Avenue. Near Broad Street, Broad Street and Olive, well, more Olive, but grew up on the west side for 20 years. Back when I remember, you could go up an alley, and the only thing that you were concerned about with was where the cherry trees were, so that you could pick the cherries off. On the way to, I went to Westmore Junior High School in Valley View. I went to West High School, football, anyway. Magley Field was my home. After I got out of the Air Force for 20 years, I spent 20 years in Anchorage, Alaska, working for the government. I am one of many government employees. Old pilots never die. They just kind of get out of their plane and sit in a chair. Issue number one. First of all, let me apologize for being late. I tried to get here. I'm a new amputee. The VA just cut me, and I'm walking very carefully. Diabetes. Issue number one. My neighborhood on Hopkins Avenue at 1200 at Forest. After, I would say, 8 o'clock-ish, from 8 until, I would say, 2 o'clock in the morning. It's Highway 88. Dump trucks come down that road at, it's the only connector between 3C and Brown Road. And during the day, the big cement mixer trucks come down there. Now there's only one of them that sneaks through, and I'm going to get his license number. But they come through at 150 miles an hour, daring someone to get the street to stop them. But they're few and far between. It used to be every vehicle was coming through Hopkins. Those of you that know Hopkins, it was Highway 88. Thanks to John Fleshman and his superb working, he managed to get Shady Lane and Hopkins stop signs, of which I am.
The board worked together on that.
Extremely grateful for, number one. Number two, now I know every Catalina converter that got stolen everywhere in town. And three, I am doing the best I can with a 50 million candle power at night gun, flashlight, when I get into the middle of the street after they blast through the stop sign, and I shine it at their license plate in both directions. And now the people who are coming through there, one, they're mad at me, but two, they're at least trying to stop me. So issue number one is I appreciate what has happened. I've only been here 5 years. I told my mother when I was in Alaska that I was going to break my 20-year retirement home. I was going to come down and get my mother put into a senior citizens complex, which is on Sullivan Avenue and Broad Street. Wilson Road connects the two. If you start at Sullivan, go to Broad Street before you get over the overpass on the left-hand side. There's a new senior citizens gated community. My mother, I put my mother, I paid $50,000, put my mother in that.
Okay, but what was your second statement?
It's the second one. The second one is this. I saw something. I saw number 15, Matty the Kid Whale, driving around in his vehicle on Facebook somehow. So I didn't have to leave the house. I was with him on his whole patrol. I don't know how that happened, but I would like it to happen again. And two, this is the most important thing. I saw a sign that said, trash pickup is cheaper. No, trash pickup is more expensive than police service. Now, am I right or wrong, John Fleshman?
Yeah. There was something that was out there, if I may, Mr. Chairman.
Good.
So when you look at what you pay per month for your trash service, like if you have local waste and or if you have, I'm not going to say just local waste, but any service. I said local waste because of what I pay. I was looking at that. And then if you take the new additional, it starts off at 10, but what you really pay with all this fuel surcharges, and you add that in, I think we're paying like $58 a quarter for trash service. And if you break down per day and you add that up, you're paying more for trash than you are for your, and I'm glad you brought that up, you're paying more for trash service than you do police service.
How much more?
Well, you're probably looking at, I'm going to say within a dollar.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because if it's 47 versus 48, I can't remember.
I either have a choice. I either can get my trash picked up,
right,
or I can get these fine, outstanding officers,
right,
in my neighborhood watching to keep me safe at night.
So what this really does, it breaks it down when people are saying, well, I'm going to not vote for the levy because it's too much money. And you look at that, you're paying just under $50 for trash service.
Trash.
And you don't even think to compare the trash service to your police service.
Which is how much a month?
It depends.
It depends.
Trash service goes. It's roughly a dollar difference, but.
Okay.
Cheaper. It just depends on where you go.
Cheaper.
Right. But you got to realize every person's house pays different prices for.
Right.
The levy, because if you have a $100,000 home versus a $50,000 home or a $75,000 home.
And lastly, I had flooding issues because the pipeline that goes down 3C is bigger than the pipeline at Brown Road.
That's not levy, and we're handling levy stuff only tonight.
Can we get some chairs? Is there more chairs?
I just paid $71 for the trash.
Right.
So yeah. Divide that by, if you can, divide that by three.
Okay.
Just 70, I can do it.
Ma'am, did you get your questions answered from Nick on what you'd be paying? Okay. Chief Gilbert, do you have anything
for us? So $23. So then find your rate and find out the difference.
No.
Okay.
What you'd pay for.
If anybody had any questions related to what I addressed.
Because it says how much per day times that by 30.
Yeah, because I'd like the other people to hear. Don't you think that's important?
John?
Yes.
I would like to follow up on one thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're talking about how busy it was when you went on the ride-along.
Yeah.
And imagine if your officers go away.
Oh, yeah.
These guys are already busy. Yeah. Now, add about 1.5 times what you went through on top.
On top of that, yeah.
That's
would you guys like chairs?
And that's why I'm a little bit concerned about my own deputies out there. As busy as they are, if they have to start taking on an additional workload on top of that, that's what they go through and then take home with them. Yeah, I just wanted to add it just increases everything for the guys, not just territory, but the stress, the runs, the number of runs they get through every night. And it takes a toll off.
I have one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, to go off, we were doing between 8 and 13 calls in an 8-hour shift. 8 to 13 calls in an 8-hour shift, and that's on average, and that's just not one or two nights. Wendell can tell you, the chief can tell you, I've been out many nights, Friday and Saturday nights with the guys, and it's a lot of calls, and it would just, like you said.
Yeah.
John, you have a question.
I want to make, and Sheriff, if you would, you could comment on this. So one of the things that Franklin Township did under the leadership of our chief, we had for a short period a detective. So having that detective
court
was
Fisher.
Excuse me, some
was it Court Fisher?
Yes. It was amazing that if someone steals your bicycle, someone steals your packages off your porch, sheriff department, when they can get to you, they'll take the report. But they're not, in my opinion, they're not going to go out and try to find that person. We had a lot of success with having Corbett here. However, he left to go to greener pastures. He has a young family. He's a young man. So we have lost great officers because we have a time levy, and every 5 years when that's up,
correct,
they don't know if they're going to have a job or not, because if the levy doesn't pass. So as the sheriff says, it takes almost a year by the time you get someone trained, get him out there and get to know the area. And we run into that as well. Fortunately, the board has worked with the union, and we have several there. Back in the day, how many could we have? One or two part-timers? How many?
Six.
And then, no, but before they made it six. Remember when we were...
And
I can understand why the union, they don't want you to just keep part-timers, because then obviously you're not in the union. They want to see full-time positions. So fortunately, the union has worked with us, and it's worked out great that we have part-timers, so that when we have openings that we can bring them up. So it's another form of training. But it's very important that we recognize that if we let this fail and we let people go, they're going to go to other greener pastures where they have a guarantee, because I'm sure everyone sitting in here, if you only knew you had your job for another year, are you going to wait to see if your employer has the money to continue paying you, or are you going to find a job while you can, or are you going to turn down another opportunity? So we've lost good officers because they didn't want to gamble losing their home. They got to provide for their family. I personally would love to see us, if this passes, to get back to having a person that, a detective that goes out and cares about who stole your bicycle and et cetera. Because we had great success with that. Porch Pirates, we found them down there at Speedway. We had the picture of him on video. There he is.
Yeah, if you wanted to comment on that,
yeah.
There's nothing better than having your own detective, your own investigative person to follow up. Our detective bureau, we serve most all the agencies that we dispatch for, and there's a few townships and departments that have their own detectives, but not many. We provide that. When you divide that out again, countywide, we may or may not, you may not get that much attention from our investigative personnel. If there's a homicide, if there's something like that, they're tied up doing that. We're not really large enough to be divided off into property crimes and crimes against persons. They're detectives. And they may be here, they may not, but their time is just gone. It's difficult enough for patrol, but if you use an investigative personnel, we just don't have that time. Versus if you do have somebody to follow up, a lot of these investigations are really, I don't want to say simple, but with all the cameras and technology and information out there, some of the follow-ups are good, but the magic in that is linking that to other crimes and to find out that usually when you have a porch pirate or somebody, they haven't done just one offense. Yeah. They've done multiple, whether it's stolen cars, shoplifting, stealing from, whatever it is. They start linking them together, and every arrest you make on somebody like that can really impact crime in your neighborhood because they're doing multiple crimes and not just one. They're not really that specialized. So I'm a fan of it. That's an agency decision if they have the manpower and all that, but it really supplements, and it isn't for the agency. It really isn't to give the chief a bonus of having a detective. It's for you. This is to get that quicker follow-up and get something actually done. Once you take the report, it doesn't just go to an insurance agent to pay a claim. You're actually getting some type of criminal follow-up on that.
And to make a thank you, Sheriff Baldwin. And to go off of what John said, we're losing these officers. And
yeah, we trained them
<That's>
well.
Okay. and Sheriff has already stated how hard it is for him to recruit. How hard do you think it's going to be for us to recruit?
When you only have a guaranteed 5 years.
You know, he's needing 100 more people for the jail at least.
108.
And then we're going to try to hire people to go on the streets and
9 weeks of training, make $100,000 a year.
So it's
hard for other agencies to compete.
Yeah,
with
you take into consideration Columbus, down 300 officers right now.
Yeah.
And they pay the top of the line in wages and everything. Now, here's the situation. I know it's a great concern, ma'am, but. Yes.
Oh, yes, it is.
of your situation and taxes.
I don't think it's just my situation, honestly.
Here's the thing about it. You really don't realize, and I've been around a lot of larger municipalities, Columbus for one. I've dealt with them for 12 years, and I know some of the things that are available to them. Dollar-wise and that kind of thing, and for their services, being everything. I mean, you think you don't pay for trash pickup in Columbus. Yes, you do. And there's a lot of things that are there that are hidden in the budget. You don't know exactly what they are, but it doesn't show up on your tax bill. It's just there in some form or other. But the one key thing is you have to really realize that if you try to run a department such as your police or fire, which are extreme necessities for the good of everybody, the thing that you're going to do, if our police officers see a chance, I mean, this is the real world. We have tried here and previous trustees here and everything have tried to make our police department solvent for a very long time. And we get a good start on a police department, which we have had in the last 5 years, a pretty healthy police department. Now, here again, 5 years is up, and we've lost that revenue for the 5 years, and consequently, we're suffering. Now, if those guys are looking for a job, and they know Columbus, I just said Columbus down 300 officers.
Sure.
Columbus probably their average wage, entry level wage for a trained officer is probably at least 20 to 25% more than we can afford to pay. Now that's just a simple fact. Mm-hmm. And whatever we try to build in our budget here for the safety of our neighborhoods, I mean, you got to take into consideration, we cover a scad of southwestern city school districts, that kind of thing. We have the safety of the schools and just all kinds of various businesses to take care of. And we just, the way it is now and the way we stand is we cannot afford to give them the service they need. Now, this little permanent levy thing here, which to us and to everybody around in the township, it seems like a big price to pay, but my theory on it is if I got a grandson, granddaughter, older folks, younger folks that's got have their schools to worry about and all these things here, essentially, I would dig out an extra $10 a month gladly to have feel some kind of safety for the folks that we all care for and live with. So I've been listening to everyone, and I know the concerns and everything. The sheriff knows the concerns that we have. By the way, just from a standpoint of the sheriff, I've been waiting. I wanted to commend you and compliment you. I've seen a good many sheriffs around Franklin County, but I don't think that I personally would even try to prepare you with any of the rest, because you're just heads and shoulders against above anyone I've ever tried to see.
Thank you.
You're in with the people, the community. You show your care. You know, your wife is a retired law enforcement and so forth, and you have the interests of our whole area here. Well, that's what we have too here as the trustees and everything. And I'm sure that everyone here doesn't want to see their kid hurt at school or this or that, or don't want to see anything happen to those children while they're at school. We make every effort we can to do regular calls around the schools and things like that. Well, that's a challenge there, isn't it, Chief Smith, to try to make all those things happen.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's one of those things that we have to, we're trying to be obligated and to make sure that these kids are okay. Make sure we don't have someone coming in to the schools at times and do harm to people there. We have to be accountable for the safety of those folks. And if you think it's an easy thing to try to make the effort to see that everybody has a helping hand. My neighbor last week, you know, they prowled the neighborhood, and her new little car that she's worked forever to pay, well, somebody had just politely busted her window out trying to get in on this, that, and the other. Well, we have nobody to really go check them out until the next morning, but then we have maybe have one person on duty. We just can't respond to them.
Unfortunately, that's not a priority one call.
That's not a priority one, that's right.
Ralph, I need to introduce this gentleman real quick.
Oh, okay, well, thank you very much. I just wanted to take a few...
I appreciate your...
Took a few minutes there and kind of explain to you all the things that we are confronted with, and we do make every attempt, even to, I know personally, I travel the township. I frequently make calls to people I know in the neighborhood that have had problems and so forth with theft and things of that nature. So it's not as if me personally and some of these other folks don't try to make, because we are concerned about everybody.
Yeah.
And for that, I say thank you.
Sure. So it's a permanent levy?
Correct.
So when do the additional things fall onto that? When do we start
additional fall? See, one's going away. The time levy totally goes away.
Do additional later down the road, right?
No. Well, that would only be... So here's what would happen. If it passes, the old one would go away. The new one would take its place.
All right.
So then, if somewhere down the road...
So you're not paying both?
No, paying absolutely not. Right. That's a myth.
Right. No, I'm just asking.
I mean, there's letters... Well, there's letters going around that's incorrect.
Just like the trash. Mine's 60 cents a day. 66 cents a day.
Right.
And this is going to cost me 140 a day right now.
No, it isn't. 140 a day.
I don't know why you're saying 100. Well, and my trash is 66
cents. If we start...
Okay.
So I didn't like that example either. I thought it was so funny, that example.
Everybody's is different. That's what I'm saying. Depends on what your value.
Right.
Well, let me have just 1 second. I don't feel comfortable. Not, I don't think I got my message to her there.
Are you kidding me?
Okay. Steve, the one thing that for sure I want you to...
Sir, I understand what you're saying. I just feel it's high. Steve. 7.3 mils is really high. And in our environment today with gas...
Right.
I mean, I got a 3% increase. I work for the state.
Yeah.
I'm not making big money. I'm not making executive money at the state of Ohio. 3% increase. So I'm driving to work every day. Yeah. I'm paying everything that everybody else is paying. And then we got Franklin County reappraisal next year, which is going to hit us hard. It's going to hit us all hard.
Be
prepared. And when is just asking for that many mills too much in this environment? I believe we need... How many police officers does Franklin Township have now?
It's full-time and 3 part-time.
So we want 18 more full-time?
No.
We give us 12 to 13 full-time.
It says authorized staffing increased to 18 police officers.
And up to 6 part-time, totaling 18.
Okay, so not in addition.
No.
Okay.
All we're trying to do is keep a police department what we... currently have and not take it down to half.
I personally would love to see 18 more officers on officers on the street.
I'd like to see a lot of things too, but I'm not going to get them.
Well, right.
So, I live on Fisher Road.
Okay.
And people drive so fast down that road. I've been there for 22 years. I have never seen a police officer on that road. You know, it's just absolutely...
There's police officers up and down that road all the time.
I've never seen one.
There's
Columbus. We need somebody to stop these speeders on that road.
Mr. Chairman, may I make a suggestion?
Sure.
That we have individual ones to speak one time so that other people can speak and not just keep going on.
Yes.
So I would just like to see that, somebody parked there... I mean, motorcycles full throttle all hours of the night down the road.
Ma'am, let me explain something to you.
Yes.
You know what a priority one call is?
I'm not a police officer.
Can you explain to her?
Priority one call would be a robbery.
For 22 years, I've seen this go on that road. 22 years.
Mm-hmm. Priority one call would be a robbery in progress, B&E in progress, sexual assault in progress, a shooting, a stabbing, anything that's serious where there's a serious potential loss.
I know we can't have a police officer park there 24/7. I get that.
And there's a law enforcement. I live not far
it's
from
bad.
There.
It's really
there's
bad.
Law enforcement officers up and down that street every day. But thank you for your comment. Okay. I'd like to introduce someone real quick. He stepped in late because he had some other obligations he needed to do. But this is Steve Mason. He sits on the FOP board. And this matters to the FOP. It matters to the sheriff. It matters to us. and it definitely should matter to you as citizens. And I would give him the floor for a few minutes if he has anything he'd like to share. And they've worked, like John was saying, FOP is willing to work with us, let us have part-time officers to help fill the gap with the hope of putting them up. FOP is not the bad guys. They're the good guys also. Right.
We've had a great working relationship. I know as many times as we've negotiated contracts and stuff like that, it's been more than fair. And I've got to say, it's been a pleasure working with you. And then by your, I'm not going to use the word leniency, but with your understanding, it made our township a safer place. And as you've seen, when we first started having these discussions 9 years ago, how many officers have come to Franklin Township because they were part-time and then we've taken them on. So thanks to you. Absolutely. Appreciate it.
I'd just like to thank everybody for coming out, giving me a chance to speak here in this forum. We understand every community is struggling with dollars right now. Everything is more expensive. Nobody is exempt from that. As the trustees have said, we represent 28 agencies in Franklin County. All the suburbs, Columbus, Franklin County, we discourage and don't really negotiate about part-time officers, because being a police officer really requires a full-time commitment, requires certifications, training is an ongoing thing. But we recognized in talking to the leadership here at the township that is just something that's needed in this community. So we try to offer that flexibility to make the most out of your dollars, because it's a great value to you. Not only does it give the chief a chance to try someone out, because let's face it, if you have a small department of 10 to 13 officers, you can't afford to have a dud, right? You need to make sure that every dollar you spend on public safety goes as far as it can. And they work tirelessly to do that. So we try to meet them in the middle by saying, okay, let's add some part-time officers to supplement the full-timers and also give you the chance to make sure you're getting the absolute best people you can. In addition, the chief has come to me and said, look, there's just certain administrative things that we need done that I don't want our full-time officers doing. You folks, as residents of this township, you want the officers checking for speeders, you want them checking for porch thieves, checking for people that are wanted for violent crimes, things that change your life and make your life better and your property value better and the community better. You don't necessarily want them doing miscellaneous administrative rigmarole that anyone else could do. So the chief came to us and said, we would love to add a part-timer, take some of this administrative duties off of our patrol guys and put them back on the street. So we said, yes, let's do that. So everybody is trying to make your dollars go as far as possible. As the trustees have said, the existing levy will go away. This will replace that. We don't want this to be the kind of place that is a stepping stone for police officers, because I represent 28 agencies. And all over the place, you'll see great cops. But I'm going to tell you right now, you have great cops in this community who care very much about what they do. And I'll tell you how I know that, because I meet them for lunch all the time. We meet at the diner over here. What's the diner?
Ours.
Right. Greatest cheeseburger I've had, by the way. Meet them for lunch, and we'll sit down, and we'll talk for 5 minutes, and then the radio will go off. Yeah. They don't even say goodbye to me. They get up from their desk, they'll leave their lunch, and they take off, because they care. And those are the kind of officers you want to keep. Those are the kind of officers you don't want using this as a stepping stone. And we realize that, look, you know, you can't, you know, I don't know what it's worth to have a great cop. $1 million, $100,000, you know, whatever it is. There's a realistic budget that you have to work within. But we want a competitive salary, a fully functioning police department that keeps your neighborhood safe. And we want to be able to keep them around. And we want it to be sustainable for the trustees and for the fiscal officer to be able to continue to fund it year after year. We realize that, you know, you're not going to get rich being a police officer, but we want it to be sustainable. And I think that has been our goal. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions from a union standpoint. Yes, sir.
Is it cheaper to have supplemental officers or just folks going around shooting people?
That's more of a statement than a question. But thank you.
It's administrative things you're talking about.
I think the chief would probably be in a better position to answer that.
Administrative duty, we have a court liaison officer who handles all like traffic and criminal court proceedings so that we're not taking officers off the street. So to keep as many officers on the street as we can, we've given that to one of our part-time officers who goes down to court usually 3 to 4 days a week for about an hour and keeps care of all these things.
Okay.
handles in, you know, impounded vehicles, that kind of thing.
Any questions for Steve Mason?
Will we continue to get your service regardless of the levy?
Absolutely. The FOP is not going anywhere. We're part of this community, and
as long as we have a police department.
Yeah, as long as we have a police department.
Right.
But what you're doing now for our police department, if, let's say, God forbid, the levy fails, would you still be in a position to still give that same type of service?
As long as we have full-time officers on the streets, they'll be
here. As what would happen?
Cops in Franklin Township will be here.
Right. The union will be here for that service, but the officers won't, because there'll be layoffs if it doesn't pass.
But they see a side of society that we don't see. We go home and we close our eyes to it, and they have to deal with bullet shooting, and where we're running in the opposite direction, they're headed towards.
They're putting their life on the line.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Ho. I believe you had a question, Chip.
I didn't have a question for him. I just had a statement.
Okay.
Go ahead. My statement is, it might be silly, but I look at things differently. We're all on a budget.
Yeah.
Prices increase, but my priority is the safety of my family, my property. I worked way too hard to have a freaking thief break into my house. We experienced it with her car getting stolen. I'm willing to pay $12, $15 a month for that sanity that I have.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to wants and needs. When I was a little kid, everybody had wants, but you only got what you needed.
Mm-hmm.
We need law enforcement.
Yep.
That's right.
If we do not pass this
vote,
our need is going to turn into a want. And by the time that want comes, it's going to be too late, because crime is going to take over.
Yep. You're not going to want a police officer when you need one.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Right. One question. Raise your hand if you've ever read something that the government has spent money on at any level that you've been frustrated and think, why are they spending money on it?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I deal with agencies that they put money in their budget for gardens. Why would that's not a function of government. But I can tell you, in working with the trustees here, they understand the essential things that make a community work, which is fight the fires, pick up the trash, keep the bad guys off the street. Right? That's the basic things that a government needs to do to make sure you can live happy and healthy lives, and your property values and your families are protected. They're not spending money on nonsense that you don't need. In other places, that is happening. So please keep that in mind when you go to the polls, because I do believe that they value your money. They value what that you trust them with their dollars, and they're not wasting it unnecessarily.
And another thing I want to add is, people that's on a fixed income. We're on a fixed income now. We went from a two-person working family down to a one-person family. We have to prioritize what we buy. The thing I won't cheapen on is toilet paper. I'm always going to buy
toilet paper. I agree.
But this is the team, Melissa, we all agree.
But this is where you
and
have to
turn. And his wife is crawling under the chair.
You have to put the shoe on the other foot.
Yeah.
This is what they're dealing with. If this levy does not pass,
do we get cheap toilet paper?
Goes down.
Yeah.
And for you, the response times. If this levy doesn't pass, response times are going to be way slower. Correct.
Oh yeah. I mean, we have the same number of people out there now as we have been, and as it gets busy and crime increases,
And Chip, what you're saying is exactly what a lot of people don't see. I have to admit, we do that here.
One player, two.
Well, we unroll it and then roll it back up. But, you know, even with Nicole, the office, we try to stretch every dollar we can, because we know prices go up in other places. So the amenities and, you know, buying paper, buying ink, all of those things that we have done. I know Nicole, Steve, we are very stingent, Nick, in being able to find, where can we find out at the best rate? let's get everyone's order together, the police, the fire, the department, and then order one time and then divide it up. Because just like your budget, we're on a fixed income. The township is on a fixed income.
I wish we could say to
you, we're out of money and close the doors. We have to make that $10 million make it to the end of the year. Because we can't borrow. Where are we going to get money from?
I wish we could get some more money, a bigger budget. But I have people ahead of you, ma'am. You're going to have to hang loose. Mr. Ho, you had one. If it has to do with the levy, I'll accept it.
Just listen. It has something to do with the levy. I spent 20 years in Alaska. I trapped two bears. I never had a gun. I saw a moose running all over my property. I bought my mother's house for $50,000 5 years ago. The neighbors paid $40,000 when they bought theirs and rehabbed it. And the other neighbor got $50,000. It was a dump. We had crackheads living in it. And now these two houses beside me sold for $168,000. And they paid $50,000. One of them paid $40,000 for it. And I mean, it's everywhere.
Okay.
You can't find a place cheap nowadays.
Okay.
Chaplain Snodgrass, you was the next one in line.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were
pointing at me. No, just over top of you.
Okay. I'm on a fixed income like everybody else. I'm 76 years old. The police department.
You don't look a day over 50.
Thank you. The police department, whether it's this township, Grove City, Columbus, Franklin County Sheriff, whoever it happens to be, gives you two things. Gives you hope, and gives you security.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. That's what these officers have been called to do. Mm-hmm. To come into these situations, someone's home, someone's personal life is in a crisis. And they are there to bring calmness, encouragement, and to bring peace and security. You have to ask yourself, what is the cost for you to have peace and security tonight when you lay down in your bed, tomorrow morning when you get up?
Absolutely.
Which it worked to you.
Ma'am, one.
I just have a question. So if the levy doesn't pass, will you come back with the same mills, or will you go, well, maybe we're asking with everything that's going on for less mills?
Can I? So basically,
is this the same levy that didn't pass?
Yep.
November?
Yep.
Or
but
was it November?
Yes.
We're going to have the same operating. Hang on, John. We're going to have the same operating budget.
Uh huh.
So yeah, I mean, the budget doesn't change. The cost of running a department is not going to change. It's the same.
Well, I'm just talking about everybody has to make do with what they can afford.
Right.
I may want to buy a new car every 5 years, but I usually keep my car like the last one I kept for 28 years.
The bottom line is, ma'am, if it doesn't pass,
yeah.
we've talked about it all evening long. The bottom line is, if it doesn't pass, we go down to 3 to 5 officers.
Right, well, I understand.
And that they don't come back. They don't come back until we pass a 7.3 mil levy, because that's what it's going to cost to run. And sustain. I'm not putting a Band-Aid on a situation.
Uh-huh.
We have to sustain a police force in this township to keep the citizens of this township
safe
and give them hope for tomorrow and to protect the children. $7.3 million levy is the bare minimum. We're not asking for Cadillacs. We're not asking, you know, to give all these guys the best equipment. It's bare bones equipment. So yeah, to answer your question, if it doesn't pass, we go down to 3 officers, and you think you're going to see somebody doing speed up and down Fisher Road? Sadly, not even going to see an officer if your car gets broken into more than
if they're still in your.
What I'm saying is, will you come back? My question wasn't about that. Will you come back with the same mills again?
Yes. I answered that, yes. Okay. We don't have any other choice. That's what it costs us.
I don't know if that's what's been, I'm thinking that it's just a lot for people to.
No, I think one of the biggest, just.
At least that's the consensus I've got. Well, okay. It's too high.
So basically what we have seen, if we look at this on a spreadsheet and we look down who voted and what vote, we don't know who voted, but what areas and what voted and et cetera. Basically 100 and, what it went down by 100 and some votes.
163
votes. Mm-hmm. It failed by. One of the biggest things that we are seeing, and some people in this room have got letters saying about, they're trying to say the chief made how much money?
$185,000.
So they're making up these yeah. exorbitant amount. The information is so vague.
Like, I want a job.
But you have to ask yourself.
I'm jealous.
Just a second. Wait a minute. I want to finish my. Wait a minute,
ma'am. So ma'am, I want to. Hang on, ma'am. Please don't. If you haven't been recognized by me, do not speak out because we're trying to keep this in orderly fashion. Go ahead, John.
I thought he was talking.
No, he's
I'm making a statement.
It's not a conversation, ma'am.
So when you look at this letter that is going around, you have to ask yourself, you didn't see it, I get it. You have to ask yourself, why would a person put a letter out like this and not put their name on it, put it in the mail, no return address? It's for one reason. Crime.
Yep.
They don't want this to pass because of what they can do and set up shop here. If you can make this if you can make this township go down to just three officers, hey, how many more drug dealers are there going to be in this area?
Yeah, the guys are home free then, aren't they?
Right. You know, I mean, if someone breaks into you, I think you drive a Subaru truck, right?
Scare tactic.
A Baja. Yeah, I thought it was you, because I know several people on Fisher Road. I live close. If someone is breaking in your car, and you call the police and you're watching them, you think they're going to come?
No.
It's not a priority one. They're going to tell you, we'll take a report in the morning or go online.
Ma'am, it's not a scare tactic.
It's the fact.
It's a reality.
It's a reality.
Yeah, but if you have a dollar, that's all you've got. And you can always split it so many ways and put it in so many directions.
See, but
that's
this,
all I'm saying.
So here's
asking for too much.
So here's what we've done all night. I know there's a lot of people. Just a second.
That.
There's a lot of people in this room that I can tell who's for and who's against. But in a democracy, what is going to happen is what the people say. There are going to be no votes because they feel exactly a certain way and that they can't afford it and they can't do this. And their dollar can't do it, so therefore we don't have police. There's other people that are saying, as long as I have toilet paper, I'm going to vote yes for this levy. So,
Two ply.
So what I'm saying is we're not trying to convince yes or no. We're giving you options. Option one, if it passes, we will be up to full staff. Option two, if it doesn't, this is what's going to happen.
Right.
And I know you might want to.
Yeah, I got Nicole as soon as you.
I'm
Nicole,
done.
Nicole?
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to address maybe it's too much. So if you have a mortgage of $700 a month and you pay $350 every month to your mortgage company, are they eventually going to agree, well, she can pay $350? Or are they going to end up taking your house?
Thank you.
They're not going to lower it for you because it's too much for you.
Thank
so
you.
Because this millage on this levy is too much for you, it doesn't mean that it's enough for the police department. It's not. It's not even enough. It's not even how much they should be asking for. But you can do things in your life to make it affordable. $22 a month is the highest thing that's on this limit right here. Your taxable value is $61,000. That equates to $22 a month. How many times do you eat out a month? How many designer pieces of ice on this list right here? I'm not sure if there's higher
okay.
somewhere.
Thank
but
you.
You can make changes in your day-to-day life in order to afford the protection that you need.
Okay.
That's the point.
Right.
Thank you. I'm not going to waste any more time. Yes.
It all depends. It comes. The bottom line is safety for you, your family, your loved ones. Yes, it is. Do you want them to come, or do you want them somebody to come shoot up your house?
Safety is at the top. But
that's
you
right.
You still only have a dollar, so you still only have that dollar, no matter how
okay.
much you want to be set.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you have you've been graciously waiting? I'm not putting the spotlight on you, but if you have any questions, we want to make sure everybody gets their questions answered.
I'm sorry.
Are you talking about
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I mean, you're here in an open forum, and
I
don't want to call you out and embarrass you, but
no, you're not embarrassing me. My name's Patty Riley, and I live here in the community. I've lived
yep.
here my entire life, and we have always supported
yep.
the police.
I've seen you at several meetings, and
yes. So it's important to me personally for my own safety and security
correct.
We pass this levy.
Yep.
I don't care what it might cost.
to me, it's worth it.
Right. Yeah, you have anything?
The only thing I have to add is when I first started getting involved with the police department, which was about 5 or 6 years ago, because there was a situation in my neighborhood, the guys kind of knew me, and there was one incident that happened in my neighborhood, or there was a call, and they actually came to my door at like 10 o'clock at night to make sure that I was okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't even know something was going on. So, I mean, it's like they're there to make sure if they know the neighborhood or the area, somebody's going to come up and look and check on them. And they did that. Mm-hmm. As well as I come several ride-alongs, and it's
very yeah, awesome. We've talked. I know you have. And we have great officers. There's no doubt about it. But we're going to lose them.
Oh, I know.
We've already lost a few good officers. And we can't afford to. But I will touch on one more thing. I know it's getting late and everybody wants to go home. Nicole said it. It wasn't, 7.3 is the bare minimum that we can get by to sustain the police department. Would like to have more. Could do more with more, but we don't have it. With that being said, if there's no other questions.
I have one statement I'll make real quick. I would ask everybody that sat through this, you've heard the information, share it. Knock on a neighbor's door. I'm your neighbor. Do you realize this is going on? That makes a difference. I believe there's some signs in the back. I think Host got some signs there. Right. Anyone that needs a sign?
Just take a sign and put it in your yard.
Please
do.
Please, so, share what you heard tonight with your neighbors or whoever you come in contact with.
And I thank everybody for taking their time to come out.
Yeah.
That, I can just make one statement as well on behalf of the sheriff and patrol folks that work with the patrol bureau. What you had said where they knocked on your door to check on you.
Oh, yeah.
I can't emphasize enough, again, the need for you guys to have your own police department. Because if, in fact, the levy does not pass, we will respond eventually. But you're going to see that deputy cruiser come take care of that emergency and potentially leave because we've got other areas to patrol.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where you lose that personal touch of the quality and quantity of that conversation is so important for your own community. It's not to say that my deputies want to be insensitive to whatever that emergency was. The reality is the radio's calling them to go somewhere else, and now they've got to go 15, 20 minutes away to go assist another deputy somewhere else. Right. And although we're there for the emergency, we're coming for the emergency, you're going to lose that potential that quality of service when you don't have your own police department. We want to continue to augment and support the Franklin Township Police Department as it exists now and as it's fully staffed to be there to support and help as much as we can. But I am concerned as a patrol chief, and I think the sheriff agrees with me, that's the concern that we have. We will come, and we want to be there for you. We're just happy to have multiple other areas to cover as well.
Yeah, we just wanted to make sure I wasn't involved with whatever that was going on or whatever was supposedly going on. And I was really shocked that, you know, not for them to do it, but that it ever really happened.
So I want to make a quick comment in regards to the cost, what you pay for trash, and et cetera. So the whole point was, whatever the difference is, how many days a week do you get that service? How many days a week do you get service, and how many hours a week do you get service from the police? So when you put that in a retro, that's what that was supposed to kind of give you a thought of. I get 24/7 coverage, 365 a year. I only get 52 pickups a year for my trash. And I think Nick had something quickly.
Hang on a second. Chip, I'll let you speak here in a minute as long as you don't embarrass your wife again. But right after Nick, go ahead.
The only thing I had I know I haven't said anything tonight, but just from a fiscal side, just kind of adding in that the 7.3 being the minimum to get by, it is. And then that includes trying to projected increases in fuel and tires and everything else that it takes. Dispatch calls, that's another cost that goes in there. So I think it's fair. So, but I just wanted to throw in that it was part of that discussion, and I agree with what everyone else is saying.
Thank you for your support. Yes, Chip.
This is for you, for everybody to know. If your officers are on a priority in their area, and you get a priority here, you're not leaving your priority to come to this one. You have to finish up with yours first before you can make it over.
Right.
I just want to put that out there if that levy doesn't pass.
Yep.
And I have 7 of these that go in yards. If no one takes them, I'm taking all 7, and we'll make sure they all get in somebody's yard.
Okay.
These things speak to people.
Okay, hang on. Yes.
3.
Yes, I would just like to say something really quick because I usually try to stay real quiet back in here. But as a resident of the township, I've lived here.
Hang on, keep it down. We got someone speaking.
And this is all in support, just so you know. I've lived here. My family's lived here for over 50 years.
Okay.
And we lived in the Moneyback area. Okay. So, sheriff's office, anybody knows Moneyback has got a terrible history. Okay. But I have to commend Byron and his team for always having our back. From when I took care of my mother, we lived there alone, till now with him rehabbing my home, I'm in and out of there a lot, and I had squatters next door to me. Even during this desperate time that we're in,
COVID-19.
His men have, and women, I don't want to forget Holly, have done their best to secure that home next door to me, walked with the neighbors as they put screws in the windows, put bolts on the doors, walked with them to keep them safe. And now we don't have squatters there anymore. Do I have a vacant house with some high grass?
We can get the grass taken care of. I know somebody.
Come to the meetings, become more involved, because I've been doing it for a very long time. I not only work here, but I live here. And I can't commend these guys enough. I did the Citizens Academy. It's a wonderful program. So just to say it's all worth the investment.
I'm trying to.
So, thank you.
Steve Mason, thank you. Chief Gilbert, Sheriff Coleman, thank you for coming. We appreciate it, everyone. Meeting's adjourned.